When I was in elementary school, one day my grandmother took me into a store. And the store in the front of the store had a lot of checkout lines. And then it had a main center aisle. And off of the main center aisle, there were rows of tall shelving flanking that center aisle. And I can remember that she was looking for something that was in plastic drawers. That's really all I remember about the store. Well, while we were in the store, my grandmother got lost. And so I went to the front of the store, and I told the clerk that I needed them to call my grandmother because she was lost. I never felt lost. I knew right where I was. I just needed my grandmother to find me. I don't imagine the one sheep was all that worried about the fact that the shepherds and the rest of the sheep weren't in sight anymore. After all, when sheep graze, they just follow their nose to the next good patch of grass, and they just continue to eat and go wherever that grass might lead them. A sheep never knows that it's lost. Which one of you, though, asks Jesus, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them, wouldn't go and look for that one that was lost? Now, 100 sheep was a lot of sheep. The tax collectors and the sinners and the Pharisees and the scribes that Jesus was talking to would have immediately realized that this wasn't one person's sheep. This was a communal flock. This was the village flock of sheep. Two or three shepherds would have been out taking care of all of the village's sheep together. And so when they realized that one of them was missing as they got ready to go back to town, one of the shepherds stayed and looked for the sheep while the others brought the 99 back home. Which one of you, asked Jesus, would be that shepherd? It seems to me significant that Jesus didn't start the parable with, once upon a time there was a shepherd who lost a sheep. Which one of you, entrusted with the communal flock, doesn't count to make sure that none are lost? Each of us, Jesus is implying, is a shepherd. This parable is about much more than how much God loves us. This parable is about the responsibility that each one of us has for the sheep in the flock to make it home. Now, I was once asked in an interview for a church position, what area of church work makes you most uncomfortable? And I had no trouble at all identifying that area, evangelism. I was confident in my answer. I am not comfortable walking up to people and asking them if they're a Christian, or saying, are you saved? Or asking them if they are born again, or asking them, where would you go if you died tonight? I'm not comfortable approaching people that I don't know to discuss whether or not they are lost. But then several years ago, I read about a different kind of evangelism. It was called servant evangelism. And the concept is to show God's love in a practical way. Ideas ranged from setting up a popcorn stand at the park and passing out free popcorn to people with a sticker with the church's address and name on it, to passing out carnations on Mother's Day at a restaurant, to taking baggies of dog food to the dog park that just have Farmington Presbyterian and passing them out to people, or maybe having a free car wash, all the while passing out cards with your church's information on it. Servant evangelism organizes random acts of kindness into church-wide acts of kindness, acts of grace for your community. I was drawn to servant evangelism because nobody's put on the spot and made to feel uncomfortable. Nobody is forced into a conversation that they don't want to have. And everyone gets something practical that they do want. And they're shown grace. Some of the ideas that I've had for servant evangelism here at Farmington are maybe that we could have random days that we provide coffee to the parents as they drop off their children. A few church members would come and simply, as they drop off their children and they go to work, pass out coffee for the morning. Or maybe at the Germantown Festival food booth, we have something that we give everyone. Maybe it's a sucker with our name on it. I don't know what it is. Maybe some of you have better ideas than I do. Where else could we show God's love in a practical way? Servant evangelism is a way to preach the gospel without using words. And each one of us, Jesus is implying in this story, in every day, has a responsibility in the way we live to be servant evangelists. We witness to our faith in our behavior, in the way we treat other people, in the way we do business. We witness to our faith when we treat people the way Jesus treated people, when we live loving, graceful, compassionate lives of integrity and service. We create an opportunity to share why we live the way we do. And I think that's the link that has been lost in church today. We've shied so far away from knocking on doors, door to door to door, in what I term stranger evangelism, that we've neglected to share our faith with anybody, with the people that we know, with people who know us. You know, studies show that 90% of people who come to church come because somebody they know invited them to come. All of us, in our friend circles, in our work circles, on our Facebook and social media, have an opportunity to share our faith with people we know. And it can be as simple as when you walk in the door just checking in that you're at Farmington Presbyterian. Maybe it'll start a conversation with somebody you see later in the week. It can be as simple as saying, I'm going to Wednesday night dinner this week and Scott's pizzas are amazing, you have to come. It can be as simple as saying, don't you miss the potlucks that you used to have when you were a kid? We have great potlucks at Farmington. Come with me. It can be as simple as sharing that something in service today meant something to you. A prayer, a hymn. Maybe you'll say, you know, we sang a Christmas hymn at church on Sunday. You know why we sang a Christmas hymn? Because good Christian friends, we should always rejoice. That hymn is for all year. Christ came to save. That hymn is for all year. And you could just say, you know, it seemed strange when we got to that point in the service. Or maybe you could say, you know, during the children's time, we read a story that I'd never heard before. Or a story I read to my kids, The Runaway Bunny. And it made me think about how God is always following me and always present in my life. It doesn't have to be awkward. Just invite somebody to come with you to help with room in the inn or another service project. You can invite somebody to come to the lock-in at the end of the month. Invite somebody to church. I'm going to church this week. I'd love for you to sit with me. The reality is that at some point in our lives, all of us have been sheep that were lost, alone, without the safety and the comfort and the guidance of the flock. And we may or may not have realized at the time that we were lost. Now, at the store, they called for my grandmother, and she came. And I was quite glad to have found her. There are people among your friends and your acquaintances who would not term themselves as lost, who would be so glad to find Farmington, to find the 99, to come home. Will you share your faith with them? Which one of you, says Jesus, wouldn't go out and look for the one. Amen.